Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 25th Psalm we hear, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." As we start off a new week, O Lord, it is right and proper that we seek to follow the path that we are to take. And so help us this week to know where our energies and our efforts are to be directed. Help us to be open to hear what others are called to do, and assist us, Lord, in knowing how to be of help to them. And teach us, God, how to ask for assistance when we need it. This we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th, Senator from the 9th, Senator from the 2nd, Senator from the 23rd, we know you are here. Quorum is present. The Senate is now called to order. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, second day, Thursday, January 8th, 2015.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the general be dispensed with and the same be approved over the fully
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, it's my honor to introduce two guests over at the side gallery, Dr. Cassidy Obermark and Dr. Dan Obermark, and they're both optometrists from Sykeston. Please give them a warm welcome.
Good friends of mine as well, and let's welcome these optometrists to the Missouri Senate. Senator from St. Francois.
Have a guest, please.
Proceed.
As some of the body may not be aware, this past year after session, Dr. Stacy Priest, the Executive Director for Joint Committee on Education, resigned. So as chairman of the Joint Committee this past year, along with my subcommittee, we had the honor and privilege of researching a new executive director, and I would like to introduce that individual today. He comes to us as a former educator, administrator, and assistant professor. His doctorate from Mizzou. I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Kevin Gwalt.
Will the guest please stand? Welcome. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Cape.
A resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, you care to explain?
This resolution extends the Solid Waste Management District Operations Committee for...
Senator, you've sent forward a concurrent resolution. We are not on that order of business. Send the resolution back. We will get there momentarily. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Current resolution.
Send it forward. And care to explain what you're doing, sir?
Yes, this just extends the Solid Waste Management District the operations for two more years.
Senator, it'll be printed in the journal. Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, care to explain?
Yes, Mr. President, this just marks September 26th is Mesothelioma Awareness Day.
Will be printed in the journal. Senator from St. Genevieve, send it for, oh wait, we need to read the title on the previous resolution. Hold off just a minute.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, relating to recognition of September 26th as Mesothelioma Awareness Day in Missouri.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have a concurrent resolution, sir.
Send it forward, sir. Care to explain, sir?
Yes, Mr. President. This is to continue the fine work of the Lead Industry Task Force.
Will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
President, I move the concurrent resolution number one be taken up for adoption. I have a concurrent resolution, move for its adoption. I believe it's at the dais.
You have heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
It will be, but now we're just ringing.
And those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This concurrent resolution sets the date of the state of the state at address on January 21st, 2015.
And you move its adoption, correct?
I move its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. Call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal. Cunningham. Curls. Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery. Hageman. Holzman. Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe. Kraus. Lavoda. Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Franklin. Thank you, Senator. What? By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that concurrent resolution number 2 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
And
those
aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Mr. President, this concurrent resolution sets up the state of the judiciary address on January 22nd, 2015.
And you wish to move its adoption.
And I move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
He renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Sifton, Shoup, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. Concurrent resolution, Senator from Buchanan.
President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Care to explain what you're doing?
Yes, sir. This concurrent resolution would disapprove the recommendations of the Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation of Elected Officials. I think that given that the great majority of state workers are getting minuscule raises, it would be wrong for many of us to take as much as 11% raises, and that's what it would do. Thank you.
Read the title of the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, relating to disapproving the recommendations of the Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials.
The resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from 21st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 214, an act relating to liens on chattel.
Care to explain, Senator?
That's a bill related to liens on chattel.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 215, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to minimum wage.
Senator.
President, the bill would basically increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour. Thank you.
Senator from the 4th.
Have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 216, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to commercial receiverships.
Senator.
Explanation.
Senator from Callaway. send your bills forward, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 217, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to intervention pain management.
Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 218, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to healthy behavior incentives for MoHealthNet recipients.
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Barrie. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to initiative petitions.
Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 219, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to school employee retirement.
Senator. Senator from Cole. Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 220, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to employment security.
And Senator from Franklin. Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 221, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to annexation in certain counties that have established a boundary commission.
Senator.
No explanation at this time.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have two bills.
Send your two bills forward.
Healthy reading.
Read the first bill. Oh, wait. The previous senator had two bills. Sorry. Okay. Read the second bill of the senator from Franklin.
President, actually, I had three bills.
Three?
Three bills.
Read bill number two from the senator from Franklin.
Senate Bill Number 222, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to infrastructure owned by a communication service provider.
Senator.
No explanation at this time.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 223, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to tax rates.
Senator.
No explanation.
It would help us go a little further if senators, if you have no explanation, just say that on the front end. Thank you.
No explanation needed, sir.
Okay. Read the first of two bills from the senator from St. Genevieve.
Senate Bill Number 224, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to eligibility criteria for reimbursements from the A-plus schools program.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 225, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the Department of Natural Resources Permit Decision Appeal Procedures.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barton. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills, but before that, I'd like to seek unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 85.
Does any senator object to the withdrawal of Senate Bill 85? Hearing none, it is so ordered.
And I have no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Send your three bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 226, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to MoHealthNet behavioral health providers.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 227, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to evidence for the cost of medical treatment.
Read the third bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, introduced by Senator Emery, a joint resolution relating to taxation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills with no explanation.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 228, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 229, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate will go to order of business of resolutions. I ask you to recognize the Senator for the 23rd.
Resolutions. The Senator from the 23rd. Where is the Senator from? I just saw him. Here he comes. Senator from 23rd is recognized on the calendar of resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that Senate Resolution 25 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. And those
aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now move that Senate Resolution 25 be adopted. This was printed in the journal. I distributed it last Thursday before we left town. It's the has the committee changes to it, basically adding the charge of public safety to transportation, so it'll be transportation, infrastructure, and public safety, moving pensions back under general laws, so it'll be pensions and general laws, and then the seniors and families will be seniors, families, and children. Those are the changes. There's a couple of the committees have been reduced in size by one or two members, and there's a couple of committees that have increased in size by one or two members, but those are the basic changes. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from 7th. Senator from Polk. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the committee schedule. I'd like to send it forward and ask that it be printed in the journal.
Send it, the schedule forward.
And
it is ordered printed in the journal.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, gosh, I'm sorry. I have the committee list that has chairman and committee members on it. Some people find this stuff interesting. I'd like to send it forward and ask that it be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. We shall print it in the journal for the interest of all. A lot of people will want to curl up with that one. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will go to order business for announcements.
Announcements. Senator.
Mr. President, no further business come for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned on the rules.
Those in favor say aye.